It's Easter. You might have noticed there's a huge Easter egg just appeared in the newsroom that people were starting to dig into just as I came down the stairs. But the papers are covering it as well. What have they been saying, Emily?
Yes, well, Easter celebrations worldwide has made the front pages of most papers today, and a lot of them are focusing on the Pope and his appearances this weekend. The Independent here has a photo of him on the front page. They call him a frail Pope, greeting crowds from his Popemobile following a brief meeting with US Vice President J.D. Vance. Le Monde also had that meeting on their front page today. They called it the clash of two Catholicisms. It says the Vatican and the White House have not been aligned recently on key policies. The Vatican, meanwhile, has called the meeting cordial and said the two discussed international politics, in particular migration, refugees and prisoners. Now, in Spain, El Mundo also had the meeting there in this little box down here. It says Pope Francis receives Vance pained by so much contempt for migrants. That's referring to a quote from the Pope's speech he made shortly after his meeting with the Vice President. The article says that the tension between the Vatican and the White House escalated in February after the Pope called Trump's deportations inhumane. The Trump administration responded by saying that the Pope had better attend to the affairs of the church. This article says that the Trump administration is hopeful that this meeting will re-establish good relations between them and the Holy See.
More on the Donald Trump administration now. Emily's going to bring us news of another reported signal leak we mentioned in the news. The papers, of course, are full of it, though. It's the New York Times, this, isn't it, Emily?
Yes, exactly. The New York Times brings us news of Signalgate 2 this morning with this article here. Hegseth said to have shared attack details in second Signal chat. The article says that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared confidential information on a second Signal group, including the flight schedules of the F-18 Hornets targeting the Houthis in Yemen. Members of the group chat included his wife and his brother. But unlike the first group chat, where a journalist of The Atlantic was mistakenly added, this group chat was created by Hegseth himself before his confirmation as Secretary of Defense, and which he accessed from his private phone. This news is also in the Washington Post this morning. They're calling it a new jolt for Hegseth and his team. The article says that the latest allegations will be another test for Hegseth's embattled and shrinking team of senior advisors. Now, speaking of a shrinking team, Politico had this quite condemning opinion piece here written by Hegseth's former spokesperson, John Ulliott. Ulliott was removed from his position in March after what he calls a month from hell inside Hegseth's department. In this opinion piece, Ulliott says that the Pentagon's dysfunction under Hegseth's leadership is a distraction for the Trump administration and that Donald Trump deserves better. He says that many in Hegseth's own inner circle will quietly applaud if Trump holds him accountable for his faulty leadership.
Now to that Easter ceasefire announced by Vladimir Putin, dismissed by Volodymyr Zelensky as a PR stunt after fighting continued to rage on despite the promises. What are the papers saying about this one?
Well, let's start with the Ukrainian press. The Kyiv Independent had this article: nearly 3,000 Russian ceasefire violations reported from frontline during Easter truce, in inverted commas there, according to Zelensky. The article says that the ceasefire announced by Putin was supposed to last from the 19th to the 21st of April, but as of the 21st of April, it says 3,000 violations have been recorded and that the use of drones has almost doubled. Now, the independent Russian media, the Moscow Times, also has it in this article here, and they're saying that Russian and Ukrainian officials are accusing each other of breaking the Easter truce. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, Ukraine shelled Russian positions over 400 times. The Russian ministry insisted that it had strictly observed the ceasefire. Now, further abroad, The Independent has this analysis piece calling Putin's Easter ceasefire, again in inverted commas, a dangerous distraction from his original sin. It argues that Putin, the real problem is that Putin has got everyone talking about who violated what. Meanwhile, he's amassing troops around the border. It adds that it's hard to focus on winning a war against Russia if political efforts are diverted into quibbles over fake ceasefires. Now, The Telegraph had this cartoon here. Putin asking death to get back to work after an Easter break. The Guardian's cartoonists are also joining in the fun with this one here. A little Easter spin on the infamous altercation between Zelensky and Trump in the Oval Office a few weeks ago.
And finally, Emily, people have been celebrating Easter, not just with that Easter egg in the newsroom, also taking part in various weird and wonderful traditions you found.
Well, exactly. First of all, the New York Post brings us photos of a special New York Easter tradition, the Easter Parade and Bonnet Festival. They have great photos in this article. Here's an Easter bunny looking very proud of her carrot there. The Guardian has also brought us other wonderful traditions. We have singing hymns, walking across a German village here in the Czech Republic. Tradition is called the Marching Judas Celebration. In Mexico, though, it's a Burning Judas Celebration, and this is this year's effigy. I'll let you guess what the sentiment behind that one is. And finally, we have this one, perhaps my favourite one of all, from Scotland. This is the Corgi Derby Race. I'm not sure who's winning here. It looks like a tight race, but my bets are on number 16, I think.
Yeah, the one on the left looks a bit vicious, doesn't he? I think he's sort of champing at the bit there, trying to overtake. He's got needs a Easter egg stuck in his teeth. Emily, thanks a lot. Emily Ball with the papers on France 24. A lot more coming on.